This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that relates to education.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 349.
House Bill 349 establishes the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship Accounts Program. This measure made its way to the Missouri Senate on March 11th, was given Missouri Senate approval on May 6th, and signed into law on July 14th. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the bill handler in the upper chamber.
It only would apply to charter counties, counties that are cities that are over 30,000, has a $50 million cap. Qualified student would require an IEP, 100% of free and reduced lunch, and then there's another phase that is 200% of free and reduced lunch.
He adds there are other caveats for this new law.
It is only triggered once transportation hits 40%. At any point in time when transportation drops below 40%, it would cut the program off for any new students. There's a five-year look back to hold harmless for school districts. If they lose a student, they would not lose any funding for the first 5 years.
Senator Koenig also says he believes this new law offers options for students.
Provides another option for kids who may need that option. The reality is every child is different, and we don't know what that child needs, but the parents do. Could be that that child is in a great school, but maybe they're being bullied and they need a different environment. Who knows what the needs of that child are?
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says years have been spent toward getting this proposal passed.
There's a debate that's been going on in the Missouri legislature for over a decade with regard to vouchers. This year, a voucher bill passed. It will allow $50 million now and up to $75 million going forward to be spent on kids who want to go to private and parochial schools.
She adds this new law makes a number of changes.
It provides money for people who homeschool their kids, significant amounts of money, and significant amounts of money that will help people, many of whom in my district that go to private schools, kind of get a kickback on their tuition for their private school.
Senator Shoup also says she does not believe this new law helps everyone in Missouri.
It's a bill that does not help the average student, the regular student in our public schools, and that's where my focus is, to make sure that every one of our kids gets a quality education. We wish things would be different. We'll be keeping an eye on this and seeing what we can do about any kind of changes in the future, should they be needed.
There are varying start dates for each aspect of House Bill 349 to become law. In the meantime, lawmakers continue to work toward the next regular legislative session, which will begin in January. Pre-filed legislation for the next session will receive official bill numbers for the 2022 legislative session this coming December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.